Hi, everyone. Hey, that's right. It is time for the good stuff. And we got a big pile of it, so we're going to have fun sharing with you. I've got a piece submitted by Suzanne Schultz out of the Heart City of Valentine that I'm looking forward to sharing with all of you. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage, and they have been for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. It's Tri-State Livestock News. So easy to get a publication coming to you weekly. Just go to tsln.com.
A pile of good stuff.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I remember a day when you were doing the garden and I was sent out to retrieve some manure from a friend on a ranch, and you wanted the good stuff.
The good stuff.
The dry stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The good stuff. So that was a pile of good stuff.
Oh, yeah,
was,
there you go.
Yeah, a pile of manure. I'm not sure what the correlation is there, but
I don't think there is.
Hey, thanks to everybody at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Another successful event in the books. And Ron Jeffries and the whole crew there, thank everybody that attended the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Looking forward to next year. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit us here in Valentine. Coming up this weekend, it's the Bull Bash, the 14th. So check it out. And Valentine's Day. And you can start planning those spring and summer vacation trips down here by going to visitvalentine.com. All right.
That's
pile
right.
pile some good stuff on.
All right, I will. Again, this is submitted by Suzanne Schultz, an amazing lady out of Valentine that comes across things and is very willing to share. This she found in a Babylon Bee. Ladies, sometimes you just have to tell your husband a really long meandering story involving people he doesn't really know doing things that don't pertain to him. The important thing is knowing when is the right time to do it. We are here to help wives everywhere by giving you the following list of perfect times to interrupt what he's doing to tell him one of these stories.
Hmm.
How about the last 2 minutes of his team's playoff game?
Not sure I'm going to like this.
The tighter the score, the better. Or when he turns his nightstand lamp off and lays his head on his pillow. He wouldn't do those things if he actually wanted to sleep.
No.
How about on a transcontinental flight? It's not like he can go anywhere. Or when he's halfway out the door to go hang out with the guys. You can also try stopping the story to do something else and make him wait for you to come back to the story.
Oh, no.
As soon as he's holding something incredibly heavy, make sure you don't start until after he has already lifted it, though. That's very important. When you can tell he needs to go to the restroom. Hearing you out is far more important than urgent bodily functions. And a couple more of those. When he's got the burglar pinned down and he's screaming at you to call 911, save your longest stories for moments like this. Anytime he asks you what you bought at Target today, by the end of your story, he won't even remember asking you. And to wrap it up, right after you finish telling your last long story, tell him another one, because everybody loves a good sequel. And don't worry, he'll be happy to stop and listen to your long story in any of the situations listed above, even if he doesn't show it. When are other ideal times to tell your husband a really long story that seems like it doesn't have any point or ending? Well, we'll talk about that at a different time. Anyway, all in fun, and I know the guys are going, yeah, I think all the women have read that.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Indeed, that's right.
At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. All right. If you promise not to share any more long stories, Kim, you've got about 30 seconds or so.
I'm not sure who I hear in my mind here. Who I hear laughing louder, the men or the women, because the men are all going, yeah, yeah. Anyway, courage is not the absence of fear, but the presence of faith. How's
there
that?
There you go. Yep.
Am I redeeming myself?
Yeah, you bailed yourself out on that
okay.
one.
Okay, very good.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, we encourage you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we'll take a look at that. Be sure to include the author if you know who that is, because we want to give them credit. And we'll maybe feature it one day right here on the good stuff.